At 47 separate sites scattered across Sonoma County, the Redwood Empire Food Bank and its partner organizations are serving free, nutritious lunches to hundreds of kids every weekday all summer long.
Most of the sites are either at organized activities such as Boys and Girls Clubs or Rec and Park facilities that are in low-income neighborhoods. And then we have a lot of sites that are at community buildings like low-income housing communities. We have a few sites at parks, and we've had a lot of success just having a picnic table in the middle of a park.
Gail Atkins is the food bank's programs director. She says the no-cost meals are provided to anyone who shows up. No questions asked.
That's the beauty of the summer program. Because they're located in these low-income communities, anyone in need of food that's 18 years of age or younger can come.
This summer, they're serving from 1,000 to 1,700 healthy meals each day, but that's barely denting the need that Atkins knows is out there.
Last summer, we served over 105,000 meals throughout the summer. We hope to do that, and if we can increase, all the better. We know that we're not reaching all the children that are in need. We're reaching probably, through all the programs that are offered in Sonoma County, about 25%. There are 30,000 children throughout the year that qualify for free and reduced price meals in the school system. So if we're looking at 30,000 children a day and we're feeding a couple of thousand, well, we're certainly not reaching everyone.
So in an effort to expand their reach, the summer lunch program has added activities at some sites, such as the Rancho Feliz Mobile Home Park in Rohnert Park, where Danielle Favela was leading a small but diverse group of kids in an after-lunch art project last Tuesday.
We're creating a vegetable and fruit mobile so they can hang it, and it just reminds children of nutrition. Eat fruit, eat vegetables, be active. That's kind of what we're doing today.
There's also an incentive program to encourage kids to eat more healthily. Sherry Bernasette, one of the managers at Rancho Feliz, explains what they have to do to earn the colorful bracelets called Fun Bands.
They fill out the pledge card. It's on Tuesdays only. If they pledge to eat 3 bites of either fruit or vegetables, they can get a bracelet. More you collect, better it looks, of course. So if they bring us that pledge card, we sign off on it. Next week, they get another bracelet. So they can say, look, I've participated in this program. I ate my fruits and vegetables.
Meanwhile, the food bank's Atkins says they put a lot of effort into ensuring that their lunches deliver nutritional balance.
This summer, we're providing very little that's not nutritionally sound. It's all fruits and vegetables plus a protein item and a grain. Since it is summer, we are occasionally adding a cookie or chips. But for the most part, all they're getting is fruits, vegetables, a whole grain, and a nice low-fat protein item, along with, of course, milk.
Much of the cost of the summer lunch program, Atkins says it takes a couple of $100,000, is covered by the federal government, which pays for the actual food. The Redwood Empire Food Bank funds the delivery and staffing of the lunch sites, including the activity leaders, as part of their core mission to the community.
The food bank's philosophy is that it's our job to make sure that as many food resources as possible get into the community. This is one of them.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections Report, making the connections for healthy communities.